Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This Friday at 8 p.m., Michael Ack will be at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, performing a personal Woody Guthrie tribute to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Guthrie's iconic song, This Land Is Your Land. Roots scholar and multi-instrumentalist Michael Ack, host and curator of the Linda's American Roots series, will play This Land Is Your Land and other Woody Guthrie favorites with an emphasis on material from his New York period. It is a great pleasure to welcome Michael Ack to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, sir.
Joe Donahue, it is always a great pleasure to sit here with you, and I hope things are going well in this crazy weather. I hope you're holding up okay up north.
Keeping warm, doing okay, very nice to see you and to speak with you. And this is a very cool, exciting show. So
I'm psyched.
How did this all come about? I mean, it comes out of the anniversary, obviously.
Yeah, it comes out of the anniversary. I play in a couple of different groups, including the Berkshire Ramblers, which has a WMC connection. And one of them is the Lost Radio Rounders. And we're always looking at different themed ideas we can do about American folk music. And so I saw the anniversary was coming up. And I've been doing themed shows about Woody for a couple years now, starting with his 100th, what would have been his 100th birthday a couple years ago. And
right.
I did one for Heritage Folk Music down in the Hudson Valley that was based on all his New York songs. So this is sort of an outgrowth of a fascination I've had with Woody Guthrie since I was probably, I'm thinking, 14 or 15 years old, stumbled across a record of his at the Bethlehem Public Library, a reissue of the Dust Bowl Ballads record, and it just blew my mind. And I think as time has gone on, that fascination has just deepened. He's a really interesting, complex character, and I love his music, so it's sort of a natural outgrowth of that.
When you put together the list of songs that you'll be performing on Friday night, what direction you want, as I mentioned, you want to go through the New York
yep.
period. So there's a specific time period that this falls into.
To a large degree, easily the hardest part of putting together a show like this. And I've done a number of different tribute shows, Bob Dylan shows for years with other artists. And that was easier because they had to pick the songs they wanted to do. In this case, I'm picking all the songs. And winnowing it down to enough songs for a show is very hard because he's got so many great songs and each of those songs has a wonderful story. So we'll do a few California songs to sort of set the scene. And then we'll largely do stuff that came after he moved to New York in 1940. Also, when he arrived in February of 1940, and in March, on March 3rd of 40, he was participated in something called a Grapes of Wrath evening at the Forest Theater in Midtown Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an amazing big bang moment for modern folk music. You had Alan Lomax, Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, Josh White, the Golden Gate Singers, and Pete Seeger making his professional debut. It was the first time all those people had been in one room together. So what I'm going to also do as part of this show is just a little mini tribute to that evening and feature some songs by Pete and Lead Belly and Josh White as well as Woody.
The first Hootenanny.
The first Hootenanny. It really was.
That seems like one of those things you would want to revisit over and over again.
You have that whole thing of if you could go back to a time in history, I'm thinking that might be a pretty darn good candidate for me personally.
Good thing to set the DeLorean on dials to.
Yeah. It's March 3rd, 1940.
So let us talk a little bit about the guitar that you have, which appropriately enough is named Woody.
This guitar is named Woody. This guitar, I'm luckily enough able to say that this is a unique guitar. I'm a big fan of the Martin Guitar Company, and I had them make this guitar for me to my specifications. A guitar similar to this hasn't been made since 1930. And it's as simple as you can be. A lot of times when people have a custom guitar made, they do lots of fancy appointments. This is the plainest guitar you might have ever seen. It doesn't even have dots on the neck to tell you where
right.
you are.
Now, excuse me for interrupting, but I am not a guitar expert. I do not. Oh, right. That's why you're here as a guest.
But just
looking at it, I would say it seems smaller than normal.
It is a very small guitar. It is a 00 size guitar.
Okay.
And back in time, in the 1800s, when Martin first started making guitars, this was sort of the average size. Guitars have gotten much bigger over the years. And there's something about that sound of the small body guitar that I love. And I named it Woody because as soon as I came up with the idea for the guitar and talked with him about it, it reminded me of some of the small mahogany guitars that Woody Guthrie had played.
So I guess two questions. One is, why wouldn't we be making these since 1930? I mean, what is the reason for that? And what is specifically does it give you as a musician that you've been a sound that you've been searching for?
To answer the first question, simple economics, supply and demand. As modern music changed, larger body guitars were more in style.
Okay.
So they haven't made this one because it hasn't been popular. It's a plainer style. When this guitar would have been available in 1930, it was actually a budget model. But there's something about that sound of a mahogany guitar top. It's a drier sound. You get more of the fundamental note. And to me, it just sort of screams folk music and roots music. So that's what attracted me to this body of the guitar.
It's obvious that it seems obvious to me anyway that you can't have a musician with a guitar around his neck without asking them to play for you.
I would like to do that. I would like to do that. Now, on Woody's guitar, he used to have a legend that said, this machine kills fascists. I don't live exactly in that time, so on my guitar case, it says, this machine recycles folk songs. And right now, I'll recycle one of Woody's great California songs, Do Re Mi. Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, hitting the hard old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl. This is what they find. Police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. If you ain't got the Dore me, boys, you ain't got the Dore me. Better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a Garden of Eden, paradise to live in or to see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi. Wanna buy a home or farm that can't do nobody harm? Take your vacation by the mountains or the sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. You better take a little tip from me, 'cause I read through the want ads every day. Headlines in the papers always say, if you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi, boys, you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi. Better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a Garden of Eden, paradise to live in or to see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi. California is a Garden of Eden, paradise to live in or to see. But believe it or not, find it so hot if you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi. Believe it or not, you won't find it so hot. Believe it or not, you won't find it so hot. Believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Michael Ack performing Do-Re-Mi, and he will be performing at the Linda on Friday night at 8 o'clock. The Linda, the Performing Arts Studio at 339 Central Avenue. You can find out more information by going to thelinda.org. It's the Woody Guthrie tribute, and the 75th anniversary of This Land Is Your Land. And it's your second home, of course, the Linda. You do
absolutely.
Roots series there,
yeah.
And everything else. How's that all going?
Working with Graham McKenna curating the Roots series is just a fantastic thing. We do our best to bring in some really exciting acts in March. On March 8th, we're going to have Charlie Parr coming in. I am just a quiver. He is just fantastic. And it's really exciting to get to bring in some artists that I hope people can hear. And working with Graham on that is a lot of fun.
It's really neat of when you curate something like this. It's helping bring – I mean, you have the vision of how it looks in a context, right? Over a period of time.
Yep, and it's a wonderful two-way street. You know, sometimes Graham will call me up and he'll say, hey, this artist is available. What do you think about that? And I'll say, that one's not right. This one is super right. And so creating that balance is just a lot of fun. And David Lindley is going to be coming up in the future, for example. And David Lindley is one of the people who set me on this path to this roots music. So being able to make those kind of connections, on one hand, it's really selfish. It's a great pleasure for me. But I hope that the audience we've developed for that series gets a lot out of it as well.
I'm not good with lists. Can you remember all the groups you play with?
I play with Lost Radio Rounders. I play with the Ramblin' Jug Stompers. I play with the Frank Jacklitz Trio, a little group called the Berkshire Ramblers
yes.
that has some connections here. And, of course, I've been playing solo for all these years as well, too.
Wow. So it's a lot of fun because you go around, and I assume every group is a little bit different and
yep.
has its own...
On Saturday night, I'll be playing with my first ever group, a punk rock band called The Plague at the Low Beat. So that's about as different as you can get going from acoustic to heavy
that's
electric.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like playing
Friday
music.
Friday night, you're at the Linda, and
yep.
then Saturday night, you're across the street
yep.
at the Low Beat.
Yep.
That's great. So you Central Avenue, don't have to go very far.
You got it.
All right. It's the Woody Guthrie Tribute. Michael Ack celebrates This Land Is Your Land at 75. It all takes place Friday night at 8 o'clock. Sounds like a fantastic evening.
I'm just so thrilled. I'm really excited about
it. Really, really cool. And we're thrilled to have you over there, as always. And I just can't thank you enough for coming in and for playing. You sound great.
Thanks. I appreciate
it. Really, really nice to have you here. Again, Woody Guthrie Tribute, Michael Ack, our good friend. And you can find out more by going to thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Michael, thank you very much.
Be well,
appreciate
Joe.
You coming out in this weather and being with us. Again, This Land Is Your Land at 75 at thelinda.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.